êxtase, bala, balada. E me chama depois pra dar uma e dar dois. Ela é que causa, que explana e acende os faróis.
Caetano Veloso has lately been on tour in the United States. The Brazilian singer and songwriter is consistently one of the most literate and beguiling forces in music. To see him in person, as I had a chance to do recently at New York Terminal 5, is to see a sinuous, warm, joyous show in which Veloso's vocals and sambas are backed up by a young, edgy band. Veloso has a new CD out called ZAZA, Transambas, and he arranged to talk to us on his very last day in the U.S. after finishing his tour in Miami. Caetano Veloso, it's a real pleasure to speak with you.
Hi.
A friend of mine told me that you wrote on your blog, and you forgive me, I don't have any Portuguese, so I have to trust my friend here, that at age 67 you feel that you're in the infancy of old age. And I'd have to say, after seeing you weave around the stage and dance for 2 hours, that I believe that. But what did you mean by that phrase?
Well, what I meant was that I'm beginning to be an old man, just beginning.
And does that excite you? What are the possibilities of that?
Well, it's something that can excite you because you get curious to see how changes go and everything. You lose a lot, but you can gain a lot too. And in any case, you might be excited because you're curious.
And curiosity is certainly one of your trademarks. Let's turn to this new album you have, ZAZA. It's an Italian name. What does it mean?
Zie in Italian means uncles and aunts. I had read a book in Italian, a Turkish book translated into Italian. And there I found these words. And the fact that it means uncles and aunts also rang a bell inside me, you know, because it's a way people in Brazil refer to adults, mostly poor young people who are beggars in the streets. They call everybody uncle or aunt. So I thought it made sense.
Mm. You know, your lyrics, and you've written a book, your writing is always fresh and original and very unfettered. Could we talk about the first song on this album, which you call Perdu?
I wrote that song mostly for the guitar beat, you know. That was my inspiration. So from there, I started thinking of some words to put on top of it. Perdeu is a word that means you lost. It's mostly a slang used by people from the favelas.
The poor areas of the cities of Brazil.
Rio de Janeiro mostly.
Mm-hmm.
They say perdeu when they're about to kill somebody, you know.
Cresceu, vingou, permaneceu, aprendeu nas bordas da favela. Mandou, julgou, condenou, salvou, executou, soltou, prendeu. Colheu, esticou, encolheu, matou, furou, fudeu, até ficar sem gosto. Ganhou, reganhou, bateu, levou, mamãe, perdeu, perdeu, perdeu. Céu, mar e mata, mortos da luz desse olhar.
And the song, I more or less tell the story of a young guy who was born in a favela, grew up, like some people I know, really personally. And as often happened to many of them, it seems that he died early in one of those confrontations.
Well, you certainly don't shy away from politics. You have a song on this album that talks about Guantanamo, a base to Guantanamo. What does it say about your feelings about U.S. policies today?
Well, the song is very simple. The situation is very complicated. The song is very straightforward. It's just one sentence. And then the refrain repeats, Guantanamo base, the base of Guantanamo, the base of the Bay of Guantanamo.
A base de Guantanamo, a base da Bahia de Guantanamo, a base de Guantanamo, Guantanamo.
Knowing about things that were going on in the Guantanamo prison, I felt uneasy, you know, because the United States, you know, is a revolutionary country. And as revolutionary countries go, the United States is the best accomplished. So to have the United States doing the things they were doing in Cuba, in little Cuba, you know, is symbolically too heavy.
A base de Guantanamo.
I saw on YouTube you were singing a song with your sister, Maria Bethania, and your mother, who I think is about 100. Do you ever sing together?
Yes. We have always sung together, or we would listen to her singing when we were children, and still we sing together sometimes. And she's 102.
102, wow.
Yeah, 102. And she's a happy woman, and she loves singing. I think my love of singing came from her.
Caetano, tudo que tocava no rádio ele aprendia. Era uma coisa horrível. Ainda bem, minha mãe não é assim, minha mãe.
It's beautiful to hear you sing. It's beautiful to see you sing. And I particularly loved this song, which you do include on the CD, Por Quem,
yes,
which means for whom. It's beautiful.
Well, thank you, because I like it too. I think it's beautiful. It's the one that is most like my mother singing.
It's beautiful to talk to you and to see you, and I hope you'll come back to the U.S. and do another tour.
Okay, so do I. Thank you for your interest.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Caetano Veloso, his new CD is called Z-A-Z-A, and he just finished a U.S. tour. He spoke to us from Miami. This is Weekend Edition, directed by Thomas Pierce and produced by Ned Wharton, Elaine Heinzman, Kimberly Adams, Veronica Miller, Jack Zahora, Theo Balcom, Jonathan Rappaport, and Sarah Coe. Our technical director is Burke Hun. Our librarian is Kim Maleski, and our web producer is Melissa Goh. Weekend Edition Sunday was edited this week by Deborah George and Jeffrey Bennett and produced by Sarah Byer-Kelly. Jenny Bergel is the senior editor of Weekend Edition, and the senior producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. Leanne Hansen will come back next week. I'm Jackie Leiden.